You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
And it's time now for our weekly catch-up with RNIB Chief Executive Simon Antrobus. Simon, Christ and all, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks a lot. Good to be here.
Well, Simon, how's your week been? What have you been up to?
It's a busy week. Let's be honest, every week's a busy week in RNIB, trying to do the right things to help and support blind and partially sighted people. It's been a bit of an internal week this week, but there's been some important things that we've been focusing on, for me in particular. So I'll just talk you through some of them. I've had a good catch up with RNIB's external auditors. This is important because these are the people that come in and check and verify that all is in order with the organisation, particularly when it comes to our annual report and accounts. So getting to know them is really important. Because we've got an audit coming up soon. Been doing some recruitment for our new Chief People Officer. We've had a great Chief People Officer in Sean, and Sean is moving on, regrettably. We're going to miss him, but we need to make sure that the work that Sean has been doing to make this a great place to work, to build the right kind of culture for RNIB continues. So we've been doing some interviews for a new Chief People Officer. And then we've been doing some work. You know, what's been important to me is obviously connecting with those who help and support us. And we have a number of organisations that provide us with financial support. So connecting with those individuals this week has been really important. And it's fascinating, really, because you get to understand motivations for funding activity at RNIB, and there's some brilliant stuff that we do, but equally their real passion and commitment for helping and supporting us to do great work to make a difference to the lives of blind and partially sighted people. So spending time with those funders is really important, you know, making sure that we thank them for the work that they do, but equally to ensure that we can call on their knowledge and wisdom when we're thinking about what we do in the future. And then finally, obviously, one of the things that I'm really keen for RNIB is that we are well run and that we're doing the things we need to do to keep this organisation moving forward. So I spent quite a bit of time this week talking with the senior leadership team about how we set this organisation up for success.
Well, busy week as ever. We've also heard this week that Access to Work are planning on recruiting nearly 500 new staff members to help with delays that many folks are currently experiencing with the service. Has RNIB heard any more details on these plans and how they might affect people actually on a waiting list currently?
It's welcome news. Let's put it that way. It's welcome news. And I'm really pleased that we have played our part in putting some pressure and influence on the DWP to address the issues that have come about as a result of some, I don't know, inconsistencies, let's call it that, in the Access to Work program. And we've spent quite some considerable time talking to Sir Stephen Timms at the DWP and his civil servants and special advisors, and then latterly with Pat McFadden, who is a Secretary of State for the DWP, and his special advisors as well. And I'm pleased that we have very carefully and diligently put across our concerns and worries in this space, part of which was about not only the backlog around assessments for Access to Work, but the understanding of how to do an appropriate assessment when it comes to sight loss. So I'm pleased that they've made some progress in that space, because we really do need to get that backlog down. And I'm delighted as well that civil servants from the DWP have come to visit us at Grimaldi, our HQ in London, where we have spoken at length about some of the case studies and experiences that blind and partially sighted people have had to help them better understand how they can provide the right kind of support as they go through this assessment process. So it's a step in the right direction. This really is part of the process. The next part is making sure that the level and quality of the assessments is where it should be.
It's always good to talk about RNIB's purpose work and how that informs the charity's wider strategy. What's changed this week?
Well, this is quite a pivotal moment for us. Your listeners may recall that in previous conversations, I talked about the importance of making sure that as the RNIB, we're absolutely clear and laser focused on our direction of travel. I call that our purpose and our charitable ambition. And across the whole organization, we've had volunteers, colleagues in the organization, people with lived experience, talking openly about how we properly articulate the future direction of travel for R&IB. And that comes down into this pithy sentence and a few paragraphs that describes that direction of travel. And of course, that's really important because it unlocks the activities that we undertake to help us deliver on that purpose work. What's significant about this week is that all of those conversations and discussions and insight gathering and research has culminated in the drafting of the final statement this week. So we spent time with the working group that have been helping us with this and with people with lived experience, those people who are blind and partially sighted, and with colleagues across the organisation trying to craft this pithy sentence so that we can present it to the board of R&IB in June. And what we're doing now, this is why it's so pivotal, is we're just getting the feedback from our trustees. And it's really important that we get this right because it's a very busy and competitive world out there. There's a level of uncertainty, and we need to make sure that we're able to properly represent blind and partially sighted people and really focus down on the things that matter. So this work that we're doing this week will really help us set the organisation up for success in the future.
Well, of course, for any questions you might have about any of R&IB services, you can call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. For now, Simon Antrobus, Chief Executive of R&IB, Diolchyn Fawr iawn I chi. Thanks again for your time this week, and thanks for speaking to us on R&IB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for R&IB Connect Radio.